Marshall Municipal Utilities General Manager Kyle Gibbs talked about several projects that were positive for his agency throughout this past year during his annual report to the City Council at its meeting on Tuesday. Gibbs said the THM project should be complete in the next few months.
The THM project at the water plant, certainly our paramount project, has been that way for about a year and a half. We should finish it up in June. That gets our MCL correct for the state, which we've gone a long way to do that already. The numbers are already going down from the work we've done on the towers and the mixers and the reservoirs.
Gibbs also said the 161 KV tie project is on schedule to be finished up before the end of 2018.
We also, one of the other good projects we started last year was our 161, our second tie. That creates a tremendous amount of reliability for all our customers in town. That's something we've been striving for over 30 years. And we're going to make some headway now. I think we'll get it completed, hopefully by this fall.
Gibbs also said all they have to do now is move into the new warehouse, which has been constructed. He said they hope to be moved into it and using the facility by this summer. Gibbs also said 1,500 LED street lights have been installed in lieu of the high-pressure sodium lights. He said they are about a third of the way through the program and hope to finish it up in the next year or two. A North Carolina man has been charged with a couple of felonies after illegal substances allegedly were found in his vehicle after a traffic stop on I-70 near the junction of U.S. Highway 65 on February 16th. According to a probable cause statement, the authorities found three commercially produced popcorn bags of marijuana and field-tested weight of approximately 3 pounds. Also found three packages of THC-infused food products. Online court documents say 32-year-old Carlos Collier of Winston-Salem has been charged with a Class C felony for delivery of a controlled substance except 35 grams or less of marijuana or synthetic cannabinoid, and a Class D felony for possession of a controlled substance except 35 grams or less of marijuana or synthetic cannabinoid. Bond has been set at $15,000 cash or surety. Collier's arraignment hearing is scheduled to be held at 9 a.m. on February 28th at Saline County Circuit Court in Marshall. An Odessa man was injured in a traffic crash in Lafayette County earlier today. According to a report from the Highway Patrol, the crash occurred as 22-year-old Skylar Thompson reportedly lost control of his eastbound vehicle due to ice on the roadway. The vehicle reportedly traveled off the right side of the roadway and struck a tree. Thompson reportedly was transported by Sny Valley EMS to Center Point Hospital in Independence for treatment of minor injuries. The crash happened just after 8 a.m. on Highway Double T, 1/2 mile west of Dade School Road. And people who want to learn more about lineage societies and whether or not they have an eligible ancestor will have the perfect starting point to do so this weekend. According to a news release, the Marshall Public Library will host a lineage society workshop from 10:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. The event is free. No registration is required. For more information, you can call the library at 660-886-3391. That is a look at news this hour on KMMO. I'm Robert King.